the eighth gateway, face your fears. Fear is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. Like pain, it can alert and advise you, but it may also cloud or limit your life. Fear appears in many disguises, such as, I'm not really interested in doing that, or, why bother, or, I can't. You face fear every day, fear of failure, of rejection, even the fear of being yourself. Your fears are not walls to stop you, but hurdles to be overcome. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the conquering of it. Okay, now we turn to the eighth gateway, face your fears. Someone might well ask, well, we've already dealt with accepting your emotions. Fear is an emotion. Why do we have to have a separate gateway for fear? Fear is an emotion. And if we accept it fully, we don't need another gateway for it. But for most of us, fear is so insidious and it influences our life so strongly, we need to address this as a separate gateway. There are many misunderstandings about fear. I've done all the scary stuff, such as bungee jumping out of a hot air balloon at 150 feet, you know, with a cord attached to my ankles, skydiving, whitewater rafting, walking on fire, high ropes courses. In case you don't know what a high ropes course is, there are many elements. One of them is climbing a narrow tree or like a telephone pole, and then somehow when you're 35 feet up and it looks way up there, somehow getting your feet up on top of that pole and standing up on it while it's waving around and then leaping off to a trapeze. You're held by a tether. You're quite safe, but your little inner child says, I don't care, I'm going to die. So these are very dramatic ways of facing fears. And there's a certain value in doing something that you fear you cannot do when its fear is staring at you right in the face saying, you can't do this, your knees won't work, and you do it anyway. It's quite a breakthrough. I did it. I didn't think I could do it, but I did it. But those are not the important fears in life. How important a life skill is being able to walk on fire or jumping out of an airplane. The important fears we need to face in daily life are those we meet in daily life. And often we don't recognize them. Sometimes fear disguises itself as, I'm not really interested in doing that anyway. I don't need to make that presentation in our business meeting. Let Joe or Sally do it. I hate bugs. I don't really like going on walks and all those noisy dogs in the neighborhood. In other words, often our life is limited, we're constricted, we're imprisoned by our fears. Primal fears, fear of being rejected. Some people don't write, they don't want to show their work to anybody because it might not be accepted, it might be rejected. Fear of rejection we need to look at because it's a primal fear. It's related to the fear of ostracism, of being exiled and cut off from society. And in ancient times, in primitive times, if you were ostracized or cut off or rejected by everyone around you, you were dead. You could not subsist. You could not exist alone in more primitive times. Very, very difficult. So sometimes when someone is going up to ask for a date, their subconscious is going, if they say no, you're dead. Which is why it can seem so scary. Or speaking in public. They're going, if all those people look at you and don't like you, even for a second, you might as well lay down and stop your heart. So often we are afraid of expressing who we are, expressing feelings, expressing what we need. You know why it's so scary being yourself? Why we tend to put up a mask and put a good social face on? Because if we're completely ourselves and then people don't like us, it's really us they don't like. But if we put on a social mask and they don't like our style, our personality, well, that's not really us. Let's explore a few questions about fear. Are you a risk taker? If so, in what way? If not, Why not? Are you sometimes timid, shy, insecure, or suffering from self-doubt? Have you noticed how you deal with fears every day? Every day. Recall an incident when you let fear stop you from doing something you wanted to do. Remember, I'm not talking about terror. I'm talking about it made you uncomfortable, a little nervous, a little anxious. That's fear too. Recall an incident when you accomplished something you feared.